Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Angels. I'm glad you guys are here tonight, and I'm excited because I get to work with two new Angel coaches, and they're just amazing with their abilities. And so this is the first time that I asked you, Corrine, and you, Brooke, to come on the show and give help me with 2014 predictions, yearly predictions. And they're like, well, what do we do? I was like, just do what you always do. Use that wonderful intuition that you guys have in your connection with the angels that both of you guys have shared with me. And those of you guys that are listening, they are amazing. And it's just a real honor for me to be here with you two tonight and everybody else that's listening. So I'm going to, you guys know Corrine. Corrine and I, she is the marketing PR person for Angel Coaches and does so much, and we're so fortunate to have her. What I didn't realize is how strong her intuition and her psychic ability is and her connection to the angels. And over the, you know, past year or so, year and a half, Corrine, how long have we worked together? 2 years now? Year and a half? I don't even know. But it's been fun, and it's been magical, and we've got a lot of business done using intuition and the angel connections. And I've worked with her, you know, as a client, and I worked with her as a professional, but she is super amazing. So I'm excited to be here tonight with you, Corrine. And then I've got Brooke here. I get this message from someone. Brooke, you remember, it's not too long ago, actually, and she's got all these. You got a special child, a special family. You guys heard her dad and her mom a few weeks ago. I want a relationship like that, Brooke. Remember? So I knew that they had such a great, you guys are an amazing family. So Brooke has just always been intuitive and knew something was different. I hope I'm saying this right, Brooke. So and correct me if I'm wrong, but she's the new angel coach, and she's going to be working with people. And she really knows how to empower both of these gals, ladies, women, girls, because we're always forever 21, right, ladies, know how to empower people and show them how to find the answers because they know how to get the answers themselves. So it is, as I said, a real honor to be able to work with you two and tonight on the show with 2014 predictions. So are you guys excited? And Brooke, you're there, and Corrine, you're there too. If I get disconnected, you guys just continue on talking, and I'll call back in. And if you get disconnected, I'll come and get you. So, hey, ladies, how are you?
I'm excited. Thank you for having me. It's really an honor to be here with you, Tree, and it's actually been an honor. I think we're almost hitting the two-year mark. It's been such an honor to work with you in every facet that we work together. So thank you, and how are you doing, Brooke? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. And again, I'm also honored to be on or asked to be on, and I'm really excited, and I'm excited to be part of the whole community and see what I can do to help people. It's very exciting.
I'm excited about you guys too as well being here. And there's no mistake with everything. I mean, we have a spiritual community, too. And my question to you guys is, and, you know, this is a whole new, I think we're coming into a whole new planetary shift change. You know, each of us are shift changing within ourselves and realizing our spirituality. I know as angel coaches we are, but I'm going to ask Corrine first, and Brooke, I'll ask you if that's okay. What do you guys feel the main focus in 2014 is, you know, based on things that we talked about in your meditation? And Corrine, you go first, and I'll end it up, and you know, too, as well. So what do you feel it is? Just take a minute or so and share with people.
Okay, I feel the main focus is that more people will be going back to work and feeling more of a sense of prosperity. You know, I know not everyone in the nation has gotten back to work, but I think it's going to be more entrepreneurial in nature. You know, there are employment jobs out there, but I think that a lot of people will be more creative in how they go back to work and touch with their higher selves, whether they realize it or not, and really sit and listen to what's been important to them. And they've restructured, they've had time to sit and smell the roses, if you will, and feel what's really important to them. And they've taken those aspects of really listening to themselves, their body, their higher self, and I think they'll start to recreate the life that they want, not the one that they kind of fell into after high school in their, you know, raising of their children, or even for some of the, you know, the younger people that are just starting or have, you know, had job layoffs, whatever. They'll just really have a sense of, you know, I can do this, I can create the life I want to live, and I think that they'll just be doing it more creatively. And the overall feeling, people are excited that there are more opportunities, so they'll see more success, so that'll keep the locomotion going. So that's what I feel. That's
like that. Yes, I like that. How about you, Brooke? Because I know that you're tuning into your spirituality even more. What do you feel is the overall feeling, thoughts about, you know, working, where the, you know, where our country is, where, you know, as a individual, you know, as families and nationwide, global. What do you think? All the same, right? As intuitive folks that we are. Delusia. Oh, I probably lost her. Brooke, are you there? Is this just like me to lose?
I'm here. I had you on mute. I was talking to myself. So what I kind of see for this year, and I'm new to Angel Coaches, but really what I'm getting is, you know, I don't want to force certain feelings on people, and so I'm very conscious about things that I say or how conversations get started with people, and it's just day-to-day conversation, taking a break, going out, you know, taking a break at walk, taking a break at work with a coworker, and just, you know, just shooting the shit, I guess. But the more people that I'm coming in contact to and just having that little bit of a conversation with, they're almost saying something that's saying, okay, well, Brooke, you need to say this. And I think more people are starting to reach out to their to find their spirituality. And so I kind of think just with the little people that I come in contact with every day, something's coming out of it, and I'm saying something to them, and it's making them kind of think twice, like, oh, yeah, it is kind of, I need to not worry about last year, and let's just move forward and think about today and then on to tomorrow and then on to the next day and make sure I'm doing something that is fun for me and it's not all work, work, work. So I kind of see this year kind of just all of us that have some type of spirituality in us and can teach, I see us all just touching more and more lives every day as we go. And I think that's really important. I think the more people we touch and can open their eyes, really kind of helps everyone in the world.
Right.
That makes sense.
I agree with you on that. Okay, I agree with you guys, what you're saying. It's overall, it's about really going inside. Okay, we always have went out on the outside up until most, you know, as society as a whole, but now we're going outside, I mean inside. And, you know, we're looking at certain things don't work anymore. I agree with you, Corrine, and you both, Brooke, about spirituality in entrepreneurship. I really see the unemployment rate, you know, even going lower, okay? You know what I mean? Or going lower at the end of the year, going up, and then it goes down. And it doesn't go down until probably the last 2 or 3 months of the year, okay? So that's my thought. But what's going on is home-based businesses. Like, you know, I know that, Brooke, you work from home. Corrine, you work from home as well. And you guys are developing your Angel Coaches business. I think people that are going into spirituality businesses are going to do really, really well, okay? And it doesn't mean that it can't be mainstream business because, you know, spirituality is in everything that we do. But I also believe what you guys are saying that you look on the inside. So if you're a bank teller or if you're starting your own, you know, your business doing plumbing or whatever it is that you're doing, now is the time to do that because you're going to be able to really, really, really succeed. And Brooke and Corrine have both said it, so I'm saying this to everybody that's listening. It's super important that you really concentrate on how you can serve people. serve humanity or our help, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's just being nice to people, like you said, both of you guys have said that. So the entrepreneurial spirit, I agree 150%. The unemployment is not getting better right now. I think that we'll see a change in it toward the latter part of 2014, but not right now. And so those are a couple of things that I see. But I do see people making more money, being more successful because they're going inside saying, okay, what am I passionate about? I like water. I like working on things. I like working with my hands, like you both were saying, but working with passion, living with passion. So they're going to go inside. And I want to really make this really clear with you guys, too, as well. So, and this is their first time doing this. Brooke's brand new, and Corrine is I would trust both of them to give me a session. And but one of the things that I really, 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 really strongly feel about all this is that people finding their passion, which both of you guys have said, is super important. You guys are doing that too as well, and figuring out how to find your passion, work it, and make it, until we learn how to live on breath, make money. With it too as well. Breatharians, wouldn't that be great? You know, so it's all good. And so those are a couple of things that I have that I think about working in unemployment. Let's do something a little bit to it more fun. You guys have any predictions who's going to win the Oscars this year? What movie? I do, but what do you guys feel? And I don't even watch TV. Corrine will tell you that. Brick knows that too because she's like me. She doesn't watch TV either. So, Brick, I watch Hallmark Channel, but I keep the noise down because it's uplifting. Do you have any thought about the Oscars? He's going to win the Oscars, at the movies. So I got a dream about this, so we'll see what you guys feel.
You know, I don't even know what's up for Oscars at all. I have no idea, but Sandra Bullock just came into my head. So I don't even know if she's up for an Oscar.
Okay, great movie, by the way.
Movie, what happened?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Yeah, she came in. She was in, I can't remember the movie, but yeah, it's like she's a great movie. She's such a wonderful actress, too, and I love her spirituality. You can see that with her kids and who she is. So Sandra Bullock. How about you, Brooke? Do you have any thoughts about that? Who's going to win the Oscars?
You know, I don't even know when the Oscars is going to air. I don't really watch TV often, and the only thing that's coming to me, and this movie may have actually come out last year, I don't know, but maybe Leonardo DiCaprio and The Great Gatsby. I haven't even seen the movie.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see it, but I'm just so out
it's
of touch
okay.
with all of that.
Oh,
okay,
you know,
no, your guys are
in a movie.
Go ahead,
I think
Corrine.
He's in a movie about. He's in a new movie, so I have a feeling. Okay, here's my prediction. I feel like you have the wrong movie, but the right person.
Oh, okay.
Good deal.
Yeah, he's in a new movie about Wall Street.
About Wall Street.
Yeah.
There you go. That's funny. You
and
guys are funny. Yeah.
You know, He's not a big fan
good.
Of mine. He's never been like, you know, the crush. So, but I don't know why he popped in my head.
There you go. Trust it. And, it, you know, because one of the things that I think we're all doing is learning just to trust our intuitions, our gut feelings. You know what I mean? Here's what I think. There is a man, there's a slave movie out. 12, it's like 12 years a slave or something like that. And I think that movie's going to win an Oscar. Okay, that's my feeling about it, and just to give you guys a heads up about it, and it could be, it doesn't really matter, there's some great movies out there, but I thought we'd do something a little fun there, and I know all three of us don't really watch TV. Corrine always tells me I need to watch TV, but she's the marketing and PR person, she's out there checking things out, and Brooke and I, we're on the same page there, we just don't watch it. I can't, it's hard for me to sit still that long, too, but that's something that I feel that, you know, is going to be something to watch out for. Who's going to win the Oscars? So.
I want to interject here because, and you and I talked about it like in the middle of last year, and it lends itself to what you're saying about this slave movie. Spiritual programming or the programming I feel very strongly that programming, and I do watch TV a lot for the marketing aspect of it. But I feel like programming will get more spiritual. Like the coldness, the meanness of TV will become more loving and spiritual and more appropriate towards people becoming more loving towards each other, if that makes any sense. Tree, you and I talked about this. Remember what I told you, how movies, things like Touched by an Angel, there's programs on spiritual people, uplifting, more uplifting shows. Instead of crime and horror and bad things on TV, I feel like the programming will come around to be more uplifting and stories of success, stories of feel-good movies, feel-good type programming. I think more of that's going to come around. I don't know if you
agree
or not.
I agree with you on that. I do, and I mean, Brooke and I had talked about it, gosh, during Christmas, and you and I talked about it all during the year. But I think, and this is what I feel, and I got a strong message about this. First of all, Oprah Winfrey Network, she's the closest one we have right now, I think, to it. It's going to really take off, even soar higher, I think, this year. But there is also another network, and Angel Coaches will be there in a year or so, 2 years, too, that's going to, you know, come out. Well, we're getting our own show, but there's also another channel, network, however you say it, that is coming that is going to just, you know, it's Oprah Winfrey's paving the way for a lot of us. And I think that one is going to have, like, a lot of feel-good shows, movies. Not only that, but really showing people how to do a daily walk. Because a lot of times you see people, there's one person doing the deal, and so you pay attention to that person. But I think there's a network coming out saying it's going to show average people, I say average, but people learning how to, you know, show the walk, do the deal, walk the walk, talk the talk, all these things. So instead of being about one person, it'll be about groups of people. I know that's what Angel Coaches wants to do, and you know, that's what we do here, because when you have a base of people, then it's like a pyramid. And if you have one person, it's like an upside-down pyramid. So it feels like there's another network, another TV channel, you know, that's going to do that. So I agree with you 100%. Brooke, I know you don't watch TV, but I know that you and I have talked about how cool it would be to have something like that. What's your feelings on that, just hearing it now for the first time, you know, that we think there's a channel and Oprah Winfrey Network is going to soar? Do you feel good about it? Do you feel like there's something more, or what are your thoughts about it, you Miss Psychic Angel Queen there too as well? So what do you feel?
Yes, you're my little psychic. Yeah, she's running around. you know, there's my husband is really into the it's a bowl. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, you guys. I need to find something for this little psychic princess here.
Oh, that's, yeah, her daughter. She's got a 3-year-old. No problem. But I agree with you on that, too, as well. And as you can see, we all work from home here at Angel Coaches. I got my dogs, and Corrine, I know you've got your dogs and your guy, and we just all work from home. But I agree with you on that, too, as well. And certain things, even shows that are real, what do you call those shows that like on E! Entertainment, like
the reality shows.
Yeah, the Kardashians and all those kind of things. I think they're going to really turn a little bit more and be more, you know, proactive and really empower people. Instead of just sitting there in a TV coma, we can. I think they're even changing a little bit. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say like that, right? I think that when the Kardashians, like Kim Kardashian and, you know, have a new weight loss program maybe that comes out that will empower people. Is it Kim or whatever one of those Kardashian ones? So that's my thoughts on that. But Brooke, you're back. What did you want to say something to as well?
You know, the TV thing I've backed away from a lot in the past maybe 6 months to a year because I was waking up, I was watching the Today Show, and there's some good clips in there. There's even, you know, things about spirituality and meditation and, you know, your body, and there's good things, but then it's mixed in between all of the negative things and the bad things. And it was just, I didn't like what it was doing to my day, so I kind of just brushed it off. And every now and then, my husband's really into reality TV, and I don't like what he watches on reality TV. However, if there was a reality show that was something that I was interested in, well, then, yeah, I'm going to watch it, and that would be, you know, it would be spirituality. Not all the God stuff, but kind of like what we're doing, because there's so many aha moments that we all have, and we share it with one another. And some of the aha moments should be shared with the world so they can see how we're continuing to not only change our lives, but change people's lives that are in our lives, and not even trying to do it, but just connecting more with ourselves. So it may very well be on the brinks of that happening. I hope so, because I would like to sit down and watch TV with my husband. I would like to be interested in something. So I hope it's coming. And if so, I think it should. I think it would be a really great thing. And maybe Corrine can really help with the marketing part of that, because I think if it's marketed correctly, it could really take off.
Especially I agree
for
with
those
honest.
People that are the people that are on the fence. We talk about my sister, and she's on the fence. She wants to believe it, but then she gets pulled back a little bit. You know, she's always a little two steps behind. But then I did a reading for her with her angel cards, and it's like there was her aha moment, and she. She saw it, and if other people saw it, and she told her husband about it, so he's getting a little glimpse of it. So there's two people that I helped, kind of look at things a little bit different. So those people that are on the fence and aren't sure what to believe or where to go, you just kind of have that. You got to open up your eyes and just listen to people and hear what they're saying and, oh, aha, I get it now. Maybe I should try this and see. You're not going to hurt anybody by trying. You're not going to hurt anybody by talking to your angels or calling your angels when you're hurting. So why not try it?
Well, I tell you something. You're right about Corrine. She keeps her finger on the pulse of everything, but she does mainstream things in business, and we're so fortunate to have her, and as well as some of her other clients too as well. But Corrine, she's right about that. You're doing marketing and doing your passion because you love business. And so it's cool to have someone like that in mainstream business that has really got the best interest of people. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that as well. Okay, let's talk about a couple things here. I got a message that, how do you guys feel about this? That the U.S. and China are going to come together and do some wonderful things. And I know we're going to have Donna's agent, so we're going to have her do a little and she's probably going, no, you're not. I go, yeah, we are. She's going to do some New Year's visits with her predictions as well, because I want to introduce you guys to all the coaches this month. But what do you feel? Do you feel like that's a possibility just right off the bat, because I got that in a dream, that China and the U.S. are going to do something to help something with energy, which is, by the way, a great stock to invest in. That's what I got too as well. Energy and also helping country. I'm not sure what that means. So how do you guys feel about that? Corrine first.
How do I feel
about China and the U.S. working together? Do you think
China
that's
and the U.S. will do something together?
Yeah, doing something together.
I think it's very possible they will. I feel like China and the U.S. have good relations, and we've already got good trading relations, believe it or not. And I think it's very possible that we would do something together.
I agree. Yeah,
both,
I saw that too as well.
Both import and exporting. We have good relations both importing and exporting.
Gotcha. Cool. Anyway, I just got the green.
And they've made it more of an even playing field. You know, I know there's a lot of negativity support. There's a lot of negativity surrounding China importing, but the more recent years, they've made it a more even playing field with the U.S. manufacturers, and the U.S. manufacturers, it's a whole different playing field than it was 10 years ago. And we have very good relations with China. So I agree with you that that's a very good possibility.
Well, something with energy and doing something with
China. From a mental and a feeling perspective, I want you to know.
I gotcha. Then that works too. Got a combination of both, and that's
yeah.
great because you use both. You use the right and the left brain in anything that we do. How about
yeah.
you, Brooke? Do you feel anything about China and the U.S. working together? Do you think it's a possibility, or do you see something different, or what are your thoughts about it, or your intuition, I should say?
I can't talk about it too much because I'm not real sure about it. I mean, anything is possible. So that's really the only thing I can say about it. Is it possible? Absolutely, anything's possible. I've been so out of kind of the news and everything for trying to read as much as I can on myself and kind of been out of everything else that's going on in the world. So hopefully soon I'll be able to kind of start tuning in and seeing what's going on in the world. But right now I just can't speak confidently
Not a problem.
On that subject.
Brooke, I just want to say I told I watched TV, but I told Cherie earlier. I said, Cherie, I don't even watch the news. I can't even speak of anything that's going on in the nation. She says, "Well, Corrine, that's why you're psychic."
It's funny. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch TV at all. But as I said, I just about 6 or 7 months ago, I started really working, like showing me, asking to see things. And over the few years, I've gotten dreams and everything like that too. But here's a fun prediction. I feel that those folks in my friend, he says he wears black on July 4th. In England, he's funny, he's English. He says, "I wear black on July 4th. I go, "You didn't like that big tea party we had, right?" He says, "No, I didn't." Boston tea party. You guys are heads up. He's funny. But we joke about it. I feel that Will and Princess Di's son and his new wife are going to have another baby, announce the pregnancy of another child. So that's a fun prediction. You know what I mean? We enjoyed watching that, that come to light. So that's something there. And then here's another thing that I feel. And I'm going to put this out there, and you guys don't have to respond to it, or you can. A couple of years ago, I got a dream that there was a big some kind of earthquake. And I think it's on the East Coast, and the mountains were really rumbling, and it was pretty bad. And then I think there's two, maybe more natural disasters, and hopefully with our thoughts, like Brooke was saying and Corrine has been saying, and I say just about every week, we can change everything because thoughts are things and thoughts are energy. So I'm going to share this with you. So I had that a couple of years ago. And it may be on the West Coast, I'm not sure. But I tell you what I did get pretty recently during the Christmas break. I had a dream that that South Florida, I think it's in the Keys, got hit with a hurricane. And because I saw my friend who lived there, and I saw a couple other symbols for it. So what does that look like? I think that as I said, I hope that I'm wrong about that. I hope that it doesn't happen, and I know if we all think about really keeping our thoughts positive and sending good out energy out to our country and to our city, to our house, to our neighbors, that we can change anything. And we just have to tap into that higher part of ourselves that's connected to God, that all that is. Okay, so that's something I don't want to be right about, but I think that if it's there in the ethers, that we can change it. Okay. And we can change anything. And as together, holding hands and locking arms, so to speak, we can group together and we can really change the outcome, okay? So that's all I'm going to say. I know you guys, Brooke and Corrine, I don't think you guys have had any thoughts about this, but you guys will agree that you can change anything with great energy. That takes one positive thought to erase 10,000 negative ones, okay? So it's not about living in fear. It's about looking at the fear and saying, "I don't like this. I like to change it." I think we all do that on some level, that we don't have to get any natural disasters here in the States or anywhere else for that matter. You guys have any thoughts or any things that you want to add to that, or what is your feeling too as well? So.
Well, one of the reasons I don't want – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brooke.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the reasons I don't watch the news is because I find the news very negative, and I don't want to bring that negativity into my world. You know, life is sometimes tough enough without, you know, it's not because I want to put my head in the sand. You know, once in a while I catch the radio news or whatever. It's just that, you know, I have too many, I always like to focus on the positive. And, you know, I don't want to, I'll watch world news when I'm traveling before I watch local news. Local news seems to have so much negativity, and it's almost like they feed on it. They never have anything nice to talk about. And I just like to keep all the positives in my life. And God knows we all have a lot of challenges, myself included. And I feel like I agree with you 300% because when you focus on what is possible, then that's what comes to be. And we've talked about, you've talked about this a lot on your show, Tree, on your shows. You know, you draw law of attraction, you draw what comes to you. And if you're focusing on, you know, the negativity, then you can't get there by any means. Or you focus what you've lost.
Oh, wow.
You can't get there. You can't get there if you focus on those things. So you have to focus on what you want to bring in.
I agree with you on that. How about you, Miss Brooke? What were you going to say? Which was yours, Chris?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, when you talked about, you know, you can't fear it. You know, just by personal experiences and through, you know, with my dad and his cancer, and I can truly say that he did not think he was going to make it through. But I know that my mother and myself and my sister truly believed that he would. But the way that we were able to do it is I can remember visualizing cancer. And to me, it just looked like black smoke. And I just kept saying, I'm not scared of you. I hope you're ready because this is going to be a big fight you're up against. And you won't win. And I can remember and my mother saying it, and we would say it out loud, like, yeah, we're going to kick that cancer's ass. And we did. And he's cured. So, I mean, to do that, had we have all sat around and cried, oh, no, Dad, you know, he's not going to make it, that may very well have happened. But we all kind of puffed our chests out and said, all right, we're ready. We're not scared of you. We don't fear you. And if I can do that in parts of my life and everybody do that in their life, well, you just change the whole world in a way. I mean, I changed my life. My dad we changed my dad's life. So that's just a little bit of a aha or a miracle right there in itself. Imagine if everyone would just stand up to their fear, face it, and say, oh, no, I'm winning. You're not going to win. I'm not scared of you. Let it go and just keep moving on. It'd be a great world.
I agree with you on that, too. So I'm going to make a deal with you guys tonight. When I do my meditation, my great gratitude, when I do it in the morning and the evening, I'm going to make sure that I keep all the stuff that I'm talking about or we've all talked about with, you know, natural disasters, whether it's here, whether it's somewhere else, I'm going to send good stuff there. And imagine this, if we, each one of you and I, you know, all three of us, say that and put that out there, I think we can change, just like you said about your dad. What a great story it is. You know, it takes one positive thought to change 10,000 negative ones. So what a great ratio that is. So if we all do it, and anybody that listens in now or downloads it later, if in your meditation or in your downtime or when you're driving your car, just say, hey, send out that positive energy that we all stay safe and have a great time and take our spirituality to a whole new level and live with peace and love. You know, sounds like a dream, doesn't it? But what a great dream to be in. So I make that promise to you guys. I'm going to do that. I make that promise to everybody tonight that I'm going to do that. So, and then let's just do it together, all of us. It'd be great. Thank you guys, by the way. So a couple things. I think, too, I don't watch TV, but I talked to my banker today. So I have to go with it. Hey, I did the stock market of stocks, whatever you want to call it. I said, do you think it's going to go up or down? She goes, I think that we're going to do well. And I said, I had a feeling about it. And she said, and she confirmed it for me because she's my banker and that's what she does, business lady. And so I think that, you know, that we're going to do well, but I don't think it's coming. I think it's going to build up, and I don't think it's coming until starting probably February or March. It might drop again in the late summer, early fall, but we're going to finish up better than we have. Corrine, I think you said you saw the country, repairing itself, and this is all part of the repairing. I know another friend of mine does a lot with astrology. He's a guy, and he's a stockbroker. So he's amazing. He said 2014 going into 2015 we'll have some drops, but it's going to get better, especially in 2015. So I was like, okay, cool. A couple things to invest in. I think electric cars are coming out. One of the companies, it may be Ford or another one, is going to put solar roofs on it, because I saw like it was open, but it doesn't really matter about how I got that vision. So just know that too. It's probably Ford, I think, and I'm feeling. And then any company that or any stocks out there that are energy related are going to do well, as long as they keep that that spirituality there. Citibank, Citicorp, whatever, great stock. There's a new stock coming that looks like it's energy related, and it should be coming out probably around June. I don't have the name for it, but we're watching it because it's going to take off like crazy. Then a couple of things here. Facebook is going to have more of a presence in Asia. So Facebook, Twitter's going to have some problems with their stock, and I'm not sure why. And challenges, okay, but they're Twitter. But Facebook is going to have more of a presence in foreign countries. I think Asia, it's already out there, but it's going to become really more widely known. So those are a couple of things that I feel, too, as well. And do you guys have any thoughts or feelings before? Because I think somebody's got a question and they want to ask us, so I'm going to get pulled in on the phone. Any thoughts or that you want to add to that, you guys? Or
Totally agree with you on anything energy related, and also those energy stations, you know, the stations where they have to, recharge the cars, you know, the charging stations.
Right.
There's a few companies coming out like that, too. I think they will do really well. I have something so silly that's not even on track. When we were talking earlier, I got that Lindsay Lohan is going to be like, she's going to really turn around, and she's going to be known for her charity work. She's going to do a lot of charity.
Ah. Okay.
So that's a little fun one.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Exactly.
Well, miracles ever
seen. I bet her parents are going to be saying, thank you, God, right? You know what I mean? So it's all good.
Yeah, she's going to do a
anyway,
big turnaround.
She does some challenges.
She's going to do a
yeah,
big turnaround.
She does some challenges.
She's going to end up being known for her charity work. Not sure what year that's going to happen, but it will happen.
Aw, that's wonderful. Good deal. Yeah. I know. She's really struggled, and it's been in the public eye. That's got to be hard, too. There was one that recently that just had struggled, and I saw it on National Enquirer. You know, when I was standing in line, such a leading force in journalism, right? Now, I'm teasing. I think it was on People Magazine, and she was in rehab. So, listen, when you can be sober and enjoy your life, I think it's better. So, good for her. That's a great prediction there. You know, it's a fun one. Anyway, how about you, Brooke? Do you feel anything, what I said, or you feel it just overall it's a good feeling, I think, you know, what we can do as a whole group of people here?
Yeah, I have a great feeling about it, especially now that you just said something about Ford, and that my husband works for Ford, so that's that's really good.
Asking about solar panels or something like that, because I was like, what? You know, and everything. It's like, I was like, okay, let's see, you know, anyway, an electric car, so that's great. We don't have to use gas, which would be cool. So, anyway, what were you going to say? I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's really all I was going to say, because I don't really pay attention to the stock market. I let my husband take care of all that, my husband or my dad. I just, you know, here's my money. Do what you got to do. You'll make it work.
Oh.
I don't know. And they always do.
I like
so,
it.
I see a good a good year ahead of myself. But I know this might be a little bit off track, but prior to the call, you know, I prayed and wanted to pull an angel card just to see if it gave me anything to say. And I pulled the card of Archangel Gandalfon, if I'm saying that correct, which is, it's the archangel who delivers prayers from earth to heaven and call upon him to increase your faith and your commitment to your dreams and goals. The header is unity. So that's pretty cool that I pulled that particular card. Yeah.
I like that. That's very good, too, as well. So, yeah, Archangel Gandalfon is the prayers and delivering them and also answering the prayers. How cool is that? I believe that that is a great way to end these psychic predictions. And then we got a question here. So somebody from the 410 area code. Hi, this is Therese. We've got you on. So what's your question?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. I can. Right. Can hear you now.
Okay.
Anyway,
so
what's up? How can we help you?
My name's Holly, and I've actually I've talked to Brooke already a little bit about health issues and stuff, but I kind of have a different question, and you guys can just take a minute and think about it and see what you feel. But I'm wondering how long I'm going to be in my house, and it's kind of an indifferent question, but there's a couple of reasons why I asked this, and I just wonder that.
How long are you going to be in your home? You want to move?
Well, not necessarily. Is that too weird of a question?
No, because I'm going to tell you what I get, and here's what I get. Your priority right now is healing, okay? And you and Brooke have a soul agreement to be with each other, all right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can go through this healing. The choice is really up to you now, how long you stay or you go. But I don't feel you leaving right now. I feel that for the next 6 months at least, I'm looking at until June, that you're there and you're working with her. You're also tapping into your spirituality. Certain things are going to happen where you're going to change your direction. And then you're also working. You're able to make money. Okay? I'm so sorry, I'm getting it really strong right now. It's like baking a cake. And it's like you got to put all the ingredients to bake the cake, and that's what you're doing. Holly, your life is getting ready to really change, though, okay? And so you're going to be able to work with Brooke to do that. I don't feel like you're losing your house. I don't feel that at all, okay? I just feel like it's about you healing, okay, and letting go. That's what I feel, all right? And totally changing, working on your physical, spiritual, and emotional body. And then the house, whatever you'd like to happen, will happen. But I feel like that's the most important thing right now. I hope Brooke said it. Did you give her this as a reading, or did that feel?
No, she never asked. She never asked me that.
No, okay. Well,
I can tell you what popped in my head was 3 years. 3 years. That's just what popped in my head for you was 3 years.
There was two things that popped in my head. One was as long as you want to be there, and the second thing is you live by the water. Those were the two things that popped by my head, is that you live by the water and you can be there as long as you want to be there. Up to you.
I feel like it's about you really, and we got into the question, ladies, that I feel like it's, Holly, I'm going to tell you something. I really feel like it's about you healing your body right now, so and healing yourself. Okay, 502, there's a question. This is Cherie. What's your question? 502 area code.
Hey, Cherie.
Okay.
It's Sheila.
Hey,
Sheila.
How are you? I have not talked to
I'm
you forever.
Fine.
How are you?
I'm
good.
Fine.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask what you see for the new year, I guess regarding love, career. Anything that you pick up on?
Anything I pick up on? We're getting ready to lose. This is getting ready to end. You're going to have to call me, and then you've got my number, and then I'll go over it with you. But, wow. Sheila, you've come through a lot of growth here, and there's have you got a new man?
No.
Sheila?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's really what I see starting is the new man is coming in. February 14th, you're not by yourself, and but you've got to do some work to get that. I'm going to lose you in just a second. So, call me tomorrow, and we'll talk more about it, and I'll tell you. You've got my number. So, anyway,
okay.
Wow. I'm sorry, you guys. We're going to do shows off the air. Thank you guys for listening. Brooke and Corrine, you guys were wonderful. Holly, you know what? You got a great teacher here to work with, or she's going to help you. And it's your house is your house, but your health and your body and your mind, your body and spirit and all the connections that you're making is the most important. And the rest will come work out. Anyway, I love you guys. Take care. Namaste. Have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.